everything I see has no respect for this person.
Well, that's because he'd rather have a puppet as president of
no
the United
puppet,
States.
No puppet.
And it's pretty clear.
You're the puppet.
It's pretty clear you won't admit
no,
that
the
Russians have engaged in cyber attacks against the United States of America, that you encouraged espionage against our people, that you are willing to spout the Putin line, sign up for his wish list, break up NATO, do whatever he wants to do, and that you continue to get help from him because he has a very clear favorite in this race.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, January 14th, 2019. Welcome to day 725. The FBI opened a counterintelligence investigation into whether Trump had been working on behalf of Russia after he fired Comey in May 2017. Law enforcement officials became concerned that if Trump had fired Comey to stop the Russia investigation, his behavior would have constituted a threat to national security. Counterintelligence agents were also investigating why Trump was acting in ways that seemed to benefit Russia. No evidence has publicly emerged yet that Trump was secretly taking direction from Russian government officials. Sarah Huckabee Sanders called the report absurd and claimed that compared to Obama, quote, Trump has actually been tough on Russia, end quote. Meanwhile, Trump concealed details about his conversations with Putin from administration officials. On at least one occasion in 2017, Trump confiscated the notes from his interpreter and told the interpreter not to discuss the details of his Putin conversation with other administration officials. As a result, there is no public record of Trump's face-to-face interactions with Putin at five locations from the past 2 years. U.S. officials only learned about Trump's actions when a White House advisor and a senior State Department official requested additional information about the meeting beyond what Rex Tillerson had already provided. Fox News asked Trump, meanwhile, if he's a Russian agent, and he refused to directly answer. Instead, he called the question from Jeanine Pirro the most insulting thing I've ever been asked.
The FBI opened a counterintelligence investigation the day after you fired James Comey in May of 17. And the investigation was whether you were actively working for Russia or unwittingly. So I'm going to ask you, are you now or have you ever worked for Russia, Mr. President?
I think it's the most insulting thing I've ever been asked. I think it's the most insulting article I've ever had written. And if you read the article, you'd see that they found absolutely nothing.
When asked about concealing the details of his private meetings with Putin, Trump replied, "We had a great conversation." Later on, Trump said he never worked for Russia and called the report that the FBI opened a counterintelligence investigation a whole big fat hoax, while labeling the FBI officials known scoundrels and dirty cops. Trump's nominee for attorney general, meanwhile, said that it is vitally important that Robert Mueller be allowed to complete his Russia investigation. Quote, "On my watch, Bob will be allowed to complete his work," William Barr will tell senators at his confirmation hearing. He's also expected to say that Congress and the public should, quote, "be informed of the results of the special counsel's work," end quote. Barr added that his goal will be to, quote, "provide as much transparency as I can, consistent with the law," end quote. The Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, meanwhile, signed off on a plan by Alexander Torshin and Maria Butina to infiltrate the NRA and the American conservative movement writ large. A U.S. intelligence report says Torshin, a Russian central bank official, courted top NRA leaders for years and briefed the Kremlin on his efforts, recommending that they participate in the project. The report notes that the Kremlin was fine with Torshin and Butina's courtship of the NRA because those relationships would be valuable if a Republican was elected president in 2016. And finally, Trump rejected Lindsey Graham's proposal to reopen the government as the shutdown entered its 24th day. Graham proposed that Trump agree to reopen the government for about 3 weeks, and if no deal is able to be made during that time, Trump could then declare a national emergency to obtain funding for a border wall without congressional action. Last week, Trump floated the idea of declaring a national emergency to direct the military to start construction of the wall, but today he claimed, quote, "I'm not looking to call a national emergency. This is so simple, you shouldn't have to," end quote. And in the polls, the Washington Post and ABC News say 53% of Americans now blame Trump and the Republicans for the shutdown, 42% say they support a wall, up from 34% last January, while 54% oppose the wall, down from 63% just a year ago. Quinnipiac says 63% of voters support the Democrats' plan to reopen parts of the government that don't involve border security. Every party, gender, education, age, and racial group supports the plan except for Republicans, who are opposed 52-39%. The Hill says 69% of Americans do not want Trump to designate the border a national emergency site. 31% of respondents say they did want that. And CNN says 37% of Americans approve of the job Trump is doing as president, while 57% disapprove. 52% say the current situation at the border between the U.S. and Mexico is not a crisis. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Trump sold about $35 million worth of real estate in 2018 while serving as president. 2. A federal judge in California blocked Trump administration rules that would allow more employers to avoid providing women with no-cost birth control in 13 states and the District of Columbia. 3. Trump's nominee to replace Brett Kavanaugh on the federal bench questioned whether victims of date rape were partly responsible for their rape if they'd been drinking. 4. Trump threatened to devastate Turkey economically if they hit the Kurds following the U.S. troop withdrawal in Syria. And 5. Trump's National Security Council asked the Pentagon to provide the White House with military options to strike Iran last year. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.
You encouraged espionage against our people.